Teferi Kabid Balcha, an immigrant from Ethiopia, is getting used to the streets of his adopted hometown. The 41-year-old again shunted aside age to win the 2022 Royal Victoria Marathon on Sunday in 2 hours, 25 minutes, 26 seconds to follow up his victory in the Times Colonist 10 Kelvins last spring, with a heady personal best time of 2 hours 7 minutes and 38 seconds in his prime. He has been around with career victories from Israel to Shanghai. Balcha is coached in the Prairie Inn Harriers Club by two-time Olympic marathoner Bruce Deacon, who has brought to the surface untapped reserves as Balcha enters his master's running days. "He is a champion and works very hard," said Deacon. Balcha led all the way and won by a wide margin. "It was very nice out there today," said the full-time janitor, who trains after work. "I was happy and surprised. Marathon running is already hard enough, and you need lots of stamina, so I loved getting the support of people cheering along the route." Roslyn Bouton, a resident physician at BC Children's Hospital, won the women's race in 2 hours 46 minutes and 49 seconds in just her fifth marathon. "Every day in life is a marathon," quipped the 28-year-old native of Edmonton, of her busy work and training schedule. "But I had a good day out there today and good competition. It was a beautiful day with all the people out and cheering us on." Former elite triathlete Andrew Russell, who came to Victoria in 2007 to train with Olympic champion Simon Whitfield and stayed, won the Royal Victoria Men's Half Marathon in 1 hour 11 minutes and 10 seconds. The engineer celebrated while carrying his 2-year-old son, Alistair, on his shoulders. "He's watched enough races now to know when to clap," said Russell. Russell was chasing the Royal Victoria Half Marathon record of 1 hour 2 minutes and 32 seconds, set by his former coach John Brown, who was the fourth-place marathon finisher in the 2000 Sydney and 2004 Athens Olympics. "There were beautiful conditions out there," said Russell, whose career victories include the 2012 Kelowna Apple Triathlon, 2012 ITU World Cup race in Magog, K. 2014 Victoria Ironman 70.3 and the 2019 Island Race Series. "It's a great rolling course that is not monotonous. And the people cheering made it a lot of fun." Sally Crowther of Kirkland, Washington, won the women's half marathon in 1 hour 16 minutes and 48 seconds. "It was my first run in Victoria and it felt great," said the former NCAA Div. 1 athlete at Lipscomb University in Nashville. "The course was beautiful and there was so much cheering. It's rolling but you can definitely run fast on it." Thomas Broach of Vancouver won the men's 8K in 23:42. Courtney Brohart of Vancouver was women's 8K champion in 27:41. Of note, Victoria-based Gabriella Debuse Stafford, fifth in the 1,500 meters last year in the Tokyo Olympics, used the 8K race as part of her continuing rehab from injury and was fourth in 28:47. As usual, many of the compelling stories were further back in the pack. Terry Slater kept alive his streak of never having missed running a Royal Victoria Marathon in over 4 decades. Janet Green of Courtenay ran her 30th Royal Victoria Marathon, among her career 425 marathons and 39 ultramarathons. Sasha Perron, who ran 215 kilometers last year in acknowledgement of the residential school graves found in Kamloops, ran the marathon to raise funds for peers. Kate Little, 29, of Victoria ran her first marathon and was supported by several family and friends wearing t-shirts reading, "Team Kate," and "Go Kate Go." Fiancé Tanner Carter and sister Nicole Gierke had added messages of encouragement on their shirts. "Cocktails at the finish line," read Gierke's, and "Kate is running for the snacks," read Carter's. "We are all so absolutely proud of Kate," said mom Christine Little. "This is her first, organized, run, and for her first run, she chose the full marathon." Kate Little was among the ribbon of humanity numbering 7,934 pounding the pavement of the BC capital. That included 1,561 in the marathon, 3,439 in the half marathon, 2,354 in the 8K and 580 in the Thrifty Kids Run. It was the first running of the full marathon since celebrating its 40th anniversary in 2019. The entire 2020 event was cancelled due to the pandemic and only the half marathon and 8K were contested in 2021. Sidi Hayansaw at Times Colonist. Com 2022 Royal Victoria Marathon, Top finishers in women's marathon: Roslyn Boutinvancouverbc can 2 hours 46 minutes and 49 seconds. Kat Drewvancouverbc can 2 hours 49 minutes and 26 seconds. Andrea Leenorth Vancouver BC can 2 hours 51 minutes and 4 seconds. Caitlin Mcnamarawhitefish Mount USA 2 hours 56 minutes and 52 seconds. Alicia Kelahearvancouverbc can 2 hours 57 minutes and 25 seconds. Kelly Challinorklownabc can 2 hours 59 minutes and 13 seconds. Natasha Parsonsnaimobccan 2:59.30 Elizabeth Tomchak Regina Skcan 3:312 Julia Hawkinsvancouverbccan 3:418 Megan Lyleseattlewa USA 3:08.422022 Royal Victoria Marathon. Top finishers in men's marathon: Teferi Kabid BALCHA Victoria BC can 2 hours 25 minutes and 26 seconds. Aiden Andersonnorth Vancouver BC can 2 hours 29 minutes and 55 seconds. Jonathan Walkervictoriabc can 2 hours 33 minutes and 46 seconds. Michael Mitchellfairmont Hot Springs BC 2 hours 34 minutes and 40 seconds. Jeff Dunbrackwhitehorset can 2 hours 35 minutes and 36 seconds. Paul Youngnormandy Park USA 2 hours 37 minutes and 14 seconds. Jesse Kitteridgebanffabcan 2:44:37 Sib Kalsbeekalgarybcan 2:45:15 Josh Guenthersprucee Grove ABCAN 2:46:57 Matthew Hewittcoldstream BC can 2 hours 47 minutes and 9 seconds.